Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Geek Lounge.
I'm
your host, Luis Latore.
And I'm Adam Smasher.
Adam suffered a head injury, I guess. I don't know what the deal with
nah,
what
no,
was going on is.
Maybe that was inappropriate. I don't know.
Anyway, you can join us on Facebook at the Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. And you can also go to TeePublic to buy beautiful shirts.
That's right. We got lots of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day soon I'll have lots more.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. So what's going on with you this week? What do you do?
I do have something. I do have something I want to bring up, which is funny because it happens to you a lot, and it happens to me everywhere else. Is when you do something.
Dude, are you really sure this is the right form
yeah,
for that?
No, it is. It is. It's going to be gross.
I don't want to know
so
about your sex life.
Turn off the podcast if you're easily sick.
Oh, okay.
No, it's when you do something. Or when something doesn't work, and then when you point it out to somebody else, that's when it works or doesn't work.
Okay.
So, like, you know when you're sitting in a chair, and you move back, and the chair makes a fart noise?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, that's the chair. And like, no, it's not. Yeah, watch. And then you can't do it
can't
again.
Can't do it again, yeah.
Right? So, it happened to me again this week. This week I was helping my dad with a project.
Yeah.
I'm not a very handsy, like, crafts person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a woodworker.
Yeah.
But I was helping him with something, and he wanted me to cut a piece of wood with a saw. Well, I couldn't get the saw to work. And I'm like, what's happening with this thing? It's not working. Dad, it's not working.
And he's walked like, over and flipped one
he's
switch.
Like, do this, that, and the other. It's still not working, Dad. And he had to come over, and he just hit the button right there. It started going. He's like, what was hard about that? There you go. Got it. So I look like an idiot. But that happens to me a lot, where I'm like, dude, it's not working. Like, yeah, you just do this. That worked.
I see.
Or the chair farting thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was the chair. See, look.
I swear it was a chair.
Yeah, and then it doesn't do it again.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's not exactly geeky, but it happens a lot.
That was a chair.
That was your mouth.
All right, fair enough. Cool. So all in all, just a dull week or what?
Pretty much, yeah.
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 No new movies came out.
Oh, I did watch a movie yesterday with my brother.
What?
He can't remember his brother's name.
No.
My brother.
I want to say Patrick is his name.
I've known him a whole life.
No,
I'll call my dad.
I'm trying to... Dad, what's his name, Dad?
That dude I live with my whole life.
I saw a samurai movie yesterday.
Uh-huh.
A new one.
A new samurai.
Forgot what it was called.
Samurai.
It was good. It was it was pretty good. I'm trying
awesome.
To solve for time because
guy.
I don't remember what it's called.
Where's
the
shirt?
Something or other Kenshin.
What?
Something or other Kenshin. I don't remember what the...
Ronin Kenshin.
Yes, that one. Okay. That's it.
Was it an anime?
Gene's like, I'm
no,
going
no, it is an anime.
Stewing his own juices for 10 minutes.
I was like, shoot, what am I going to call it? Something Kenshin. That's what it's called. It was a live action version, right, of an anime series.
Was it good?
So I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. It's very stylized, though. It's like super accurate. They
gotcha.
Take historic events, but it's very stylized. But it's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. My brother enjoyed it. Patrick.
Cool.
Patrick enjoyed it. My brother Patrick enjoyed it. Yeah. So did watch that. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Yeah.
Nothing. I've been a dull
week. Oh, boo. You suck.
Worked and stuff. Just
exciting.
Yeah, just not a lot for me to talk about this week. I started watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia again because I love the
you're
horribleness
way
of that
you're,
show.
You're, oh, yeah, you're behind by like 9 years,
I'm
right? You're like 9 years behind.
I'm only on season two.
Show's
correct.
Been on for like 10 or 11
I
years.
I just finished my second round of it.
The last episode I watched was when Charlie and Dee are both taking some type of male performance enhancement drugs, which screw up their emotions because they're going to... Charlie's going to get an underground fighting and Dee's going to box. And they're all both strung out and they end up beating up some guy outside the bar on their way to their prospective matches or whatever. And they both get thrown in jail. That was the last episode I watched.
Oh, okay.
That was good, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. I do like that show. It's just horrible. Horrible people.
They are. Maybe that's one of them.
Horrible
people.
Well,
no, Charlie's just a moron. I like Charlie.
Well, he's also favorite. There like, yeah, guys, let's do it. Let's,
let's do it.
Let's mess with Rickety Cricket again.
Yeah. How much does Dan Blodgett sound like him, though?
He does. He does sound like Charlie Day, yeah. He does.
Like
yeah.
He quotes it more than any person I know on the planet.
It's because he knows he sounds like him.
If you listen to old episodes, I swear Charlie Day was on the show sometimes.
Yeah, dude. That's good. But other than that, man, unfortunately, just a pretty quiet week for me. I started working on my comic book, which is really ugly, but it's been fun. It's
Adam Man.
It's really hard, really challenging, and if for some reason four of you out there actually know of Avenger Red or Exo, this is neither of those. Because I'm trying to improve my personal skill level.
Because
I didn't actually draw those. Yeah.
But you're drawing this one?
Yes.
Nice. Stick figure comic. I like it.
Yeah, it's
stick figuring.
It's way out of my comfort zone. That's what it is.
You know what? Instead of doing this, don't beat yourself up. Let's trump this. It's going to be a fantastic comic.
You're going to love it.
All right, you're going to love it. It's going to be huge.
Mexico's going to pay for it.
Mexico's paying for the comic, for the publishing.
But you still have to buy it.
Yeah.
Big League Comics.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting. It's
My Hands Are Big Comics. That's what it's called.
It's definitely a new thing. A brand new thing.
But, I mean, you know, be a blowhard about it, and someone will buy it. Oh. Someone will be like, yo, that comic book's going to be big.
Yeah.
See?
As long as they can cover the publishing prices.
Yeah.
Well, no, that part I already have.
No, I mean with his one sale.
Well, yeah, having done this before, I already know what it's going to cost me, and it's actually for $1,000, it's going to be pretty cheap, and I can still sell it for $1.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just getting to that point. That's the challenge. So I'm doing everything except for inking. And
I've never seen you draw anything. I want to see what these look like.
Rough. It's rough.
No, it's rough. You failed the test already. Let's try this again.
It's going to be great. It's going to be huge.
It's already a comic artist. He's already self-deprecating. I don't know if I could do
this. I've never seen you draw before. I can't wait to see what you've done.
You've seen me. You've seen the t-shirts. I made most of those t-shirts.
You missed it again. You missed it again. Forget it. You know what? Just forget it.
Yeah,
I don't want to help you anymore.
It's a learning process. That's all right. If somebody likes it, then it's all better. That's okay.
Man, I've never seen you draw before.
I still don't get it.
You got to be the cockiest possible. That's what we need.
That's
to go
what I'm
for.
Telling you. You got to trump it. You got to be. Yeah.
So live by my own words. We must attack this from a position of extreme arrogance.
Yeah, we're talking. If you're an amateur,
all right.
You got to go full porn star. You got to be like, I'm the best. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
All right. I've never seen you draw before. I can't wait to see what the drawings are going to be like.
Hey, remember when you read Image Comics back in the early 90s? Blew your socks off, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is going to do to you.
Oh, there you go. Get it. Yeah.
This is going to be a renaissance for 2017 is what this is going to be.
Rob Liefeld, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
There you go.
In more ways than one.
I don't know anything about drawing.
You may have already drawn more feet than he has.
That's probably true, yes, because I drew 2 last Sunday.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Yeah.
Just feet?
Yeah,
well, it's all feet. It's all about.
Oh, it's that kind of comic?
Yes, it's a foot fetish comic. So there's a lot of feet.
There's a special crush.
There's a market for
episode
it.
In the back.
Oh, God. I don't know what that means, but I don't think I want to.
There's
know
a page
that.
You tear out.
Look it up on the internet.
You put your feet on when they're all sweaty right out of your shoes, and then you send it
back. Oh, and then you just smell them all day.
Yeah, that's right.
Include any drawings of mice or small vermin.
Foot fetish quarterly FFQ. That's my book. Check it out. New from Onward Comics. Foot fetish quarterly.
That better be a hashtag on the episode. Because you'll get a lot of hits.
I should do that. Hashtag Foot Fetish Quarterly FFQ.
Oh,
I got to do that now. What's a hashtag? wait,
guys, let me feel this. He's from a bygone era. Hold on. The pound symbol?
Yes.
That's what a hashtag is. The pound symbol.
And how do you use it?
We're going to have to talk after the show. We're going to have to talk after the show.
Okay.
You work I have on a 7-step course that I'm teaching about that.
You work on a podcast. We got to explain to you what hashtags
are. We do know a doctor of social media.
We do know a doctor of social media. That's right.
So maybe we could ask her.
It sounds like a gemologist or something.
Well, that was the show we were on, the one we were on TV. That was she was a doctor of social media.
Anyway, just remember.
That's right.
Sell yourself. That's what you have to do, okay? Right. I don't know anything about drawing, but when I do this comic, I'm going to know everything about drawing so much it's going to knock your socks off.
That's right.
Done. I don't even draw.
Donezo.
But you would think I do.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I look at it this way. Jack Kirby did his best work in his late 40's and 50's. So
in
I got 60's, that going for
in
me.
70's.
Now, granted.
In
80's. Now, granted, he had already had 20-something years experience.
Being in your late 40's, you should be a master,
that's
right?
I think he worked at a newspaper when he was like 11 years old drawing. Yeah. So, yeah, he's...
Okay, and the guy that did One Punch Man, when that started out, that was crap. That's all I'm saying.
It's still crap. He doesn't do the art for the actual, like the good art is done by someone else. He doesn't do the Jim Davis.
Damn it, Luis. Yeah, come on.
He Jim Davis is it? Yeah. That's a team. It's a verb. Team Garfield.
Yeah. Oh, it is, actually. Yeah. If you ask Bill Waterston. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an adverb. It's a few adverbs.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't get along.
I wonder why.
But anyway, yeah. Yeah, so that's it. It's been a quiet week for me.
Mm.
So what you going to do?
Brother, when these 24-inch pythons run wild on you?
What?
Hulk Hogan reference!
Is it because we're Rumble? What is it? Rumble Royals?
Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble's on today?
Hashtag. Yes. Hashtag the Royal Rumble.
I heard Vince McMahon has the lowest approval rating since Jack Tunney from 1990.
No.
Still Trump
has the lowest rating since Jack Tunney.
It's different. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
It's still pretty low.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Tunney was no one's friend, and that's because Macho Man said so.
Yeah, Macho Man just completely knocked that guy down a few pegs. Yeah. Anyway, you want to take a break?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to our guests.
Yes!
Who, unlike us, do stuff and can draw.
That's right.
And don't need to grandize the fact that they can draw.
That's true.
Well, I mean, if you want to be fair, compared to me, you guys can draw. I don't know how well I can draw. Not very well, though.
Can all draw,
you know what I mean? So, comparatively.
That's right. When we come back.
Join us. Lunatic.
Hi, I'm Luis.
And I'm Adam.
When we're not talking to each other about geek-related things,
we're talking about it with you.
So for the very best in...
Oh, hey, I thought we were talking about our show.
Oh, right. Okay, so to hear our take on sci-fi, fantasy, film, games, pop culture, or anything geeky in general, tune in.
Even Tokusatsu?
Even Tokusatsu. And if you don't know what that is, then that's even more of a reason to tune in.
We have new episodes every week for your listening pleasure.
Damn!
Dude, what the heck was that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare
you. Jeez, man.
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge.
Hey.
Where Luis and I are here.
All the time.
With our guests.
We live here. Whenever our guests leave, we just turn the lights off and we just sit in here until the next time we get to be on.
We're like androids.
Exactly like androids. Just power down.
All right, with us in the studio, we have Gene Munson.
Hey, it's me. What's up? What's going on?
James Stone.
Hello.
And Killian Cubstead.
Hey, what's going on?
Whoa, bedroom voice.
Okay, I don't know, but it got really hot in here.
He always sounds like that.
Yeah,
the first time I met him, he was like, hey, nice to meet you.
I think my shirt's chafing. You mind if I take it off? Oh.
That is just my voice. It's always in sexy
my
mode.
Underwear?
I don't know what to do.
That's not
my underwear.
That is
soaked.
That is a good problem to have. Anyway,
I mean, it was already soaked, but it's more soaked now.
They are the owners, creators, and editors of Plot Twist Publishing.
All right.
How you guys doing?
That's us!
How's everything going today?
Well, good so far. Me and James are almost on our crash for a pound of sugar we ordered at Dutch Brothers right now.
Yeah, nice. The 32 ounce feels like a mistake after the muffin top. I finished the muffin top. I'm like,
Props to our new sponsor, Dutch Brothers Coffee.
For when you need your sugar kick fast, Dutch Brothers Coffee.
With enough caffeine to offset the sugar, Dutch Brothers. All right.
Legally enough sugar to put down a horse. Dutch Brothers Coffee.
Dutch Brothers, the high and the crash, all in one cup.
There you go.
That would actually work.
Dutch Brothers.
I like that.
Hey, Starbucks is full.
Wait. Dutch Brothers is calling. They're saying, please stop talking about us.
Yeah. Actually, they're pretty crowded usually, too. Anyway.
So tell us a little bit about Plot Twist Publishing. How did this come about?
A boot.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you okay. And then I'll call James.
I thought we were thinking about, what do we tell them?
That too.
It started when we were babies. We were sent here from Krypton. Continue.
When we were fetuses, actually. Yeah.
Together.
We were on a ship.
Together like a split
I was
in
older,
years.
But she landed first. And
boing.
We were at the bi-weekly meetup at Comic Jam, like we always are.
Yes.
And we were just...
For those of you who don't know. Every 2 weeks, which we mentioned on the show many times.
Yeah.
Almost every 2 weeks, there is a local artist comic book kind of group that meets, and anybody can show up and
it's very casual.
Draw, talk, talk too much sometimes, look at comics, wander around.
Yeah. Because it isn't a comic book store.
And that's at Cosmic Comics, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah. And one day we were just talking about working on something together, and Gina and I were, you know, either or, we're just like, let's do some type of anthology. Just get a bunch of local people together and put something together. And then within, gosh, when was that? Was that like?
It was
early in the year.
It was like April of last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And then by October, we had.
We made something.
Two volumes of a.
Oh, you have something out?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Oh, cool.
We just had a spotlight at Alternate Reality all of last month.
Oh, very nice. We had you on a month too late, I think.
Yeah. If you're listening to this live, you've got like an hour and a half before we go over there and pick it all up.
Tear it all down.
So now this is...
We're
also located in a bunch of local comic book stores right now. We're at Action Comics. Cosmic Comics is
Vegas
having...
Comics.
Vegas Comics is in stock of our comic and...
Alternate Reality, and Cosmic, for sure.
What is the book called specifically?
Called Impressions.
Impressions by Plot Twist Publishing?
Yeah. We all met at Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, that's where the real magic happened.
We said, anybody who wants to be involved, please meet. And there were like five of us and like one person who just wanted to hang out. And
that always happens.
Someone misunderstood.
Somebody's like, we're hanging out at Blueberry Hill.
It's like, I go to Comic Jam, I don't do comics, but I want pancakes. So, but it was Greg Boucher, Killian, myself, Gene, and
Jose Rona.
Jose Rona was there, and Vincent.
Vincent's a colorist. We're still trying to reel in. He has 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but we're after you.
Yeah, we brought up Vincent before, I think.
Yeah.
But we had the idea, Gene brought up an idea that her husband had for this idea of a painting.
Yeah.
And then I'd kind of sketched out the title.
Yeah.
And then from there, we thought maybe doing it all one story and different artists do different sections. And then I proposed the idea of like, what if it's each person tells their own individual story based on just the image and nothing else.
Oh, nice.
And then they had 4 pages to tell their story in. So we got a lot of great ideas about like stuff that was about stolen art and Nazis and
that's all you need to know.
that was Killian's. Nice. And also like fantasy stories where people travel into the world of the painting and how the painting reminds them of loved ones and mysteries and just a ton of really cool stuff.
Cool. I gotta check that out. I wasn't even aware. You guys don't even share, and I see you guys every 2 weeks.
We do, you just don't go online.
okay.
You don't know what a hashtag is.
That is true. That is
Darlene,
true.
How does the internet work?
Well, especially
did
for
you turn it off and on again?
Especially for Killian stuff. He doesn't know. He may know this on some level, but I'm a big admirer of his writing, especially so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did not write one story for it.
I thought you said you...
No. I drew for Greg Boucher.
Well, that's okay, though.
I was actually just about to ask, do you guys just do art, or do you also do the story, or...
Most of us are, like, singer-songwriters of comics, if you will. Where we write our own stuff, we draw our own stuff.
The thing about Killian is
we produce our own stuff.
He was producing something in a group, a quick anecdote, years ago, and he wasn't doing any of the writing, and the amazing thing was he was... their strongest writer. And I don't mean like a little bit stronger. He was by far their strongest writer. And I just remember having this like brief little like argument with you, even though you weren't arguing back, like, you need to write this. You should be writing this. You should be writing this. And yeah, I don't know.
Now I do.
You hear that, all you people who are part of that group? Hey.
I'm not naming names.
Someone slammed that clipboard.
Hard to figure
somewhere.
Out who you're talking about.
Well, in this room, yes, but I wasn't going there. This is for people that don't know.
Someone somewhere's pulling their hair out.
I was trying to give props to Killian, not tear anybody else down. It is what it is. Come on. Now.
But if you're torn down, good.
Gene said that.
You have been called out.
You deserve it.
We have him now. He's all ours.
Thank you. That's a very high compliment.
Nice. So. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so. But now there's not your writing in there. I don't want to read it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'll have to check it out. I'll have to get it at Cosmic next week whenever you guys are having it again.
Yes, next Sunday.
Is it next Sunday? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the date would be. It was 7 days from now, so.
That would be the 5th?
5th, yeah. Yep.
So there you go. If you listen to this before the 5th, then you are more than welcome to head down there.
All right. And what do you guys got coming up? Because I know you have something coming up, because I want to make an entry into it, and I just haven't nothing settled in my mind yet.
So we have First Friday coming up.
#brainless.
This first Friday, which is February 3rd, right?
Third.
Yes,
third. So we'll be out there in the cold selling everyone who is in the group's comics under Plot Twist Publishing. And then we also have an adult comic workshop. That means no nipples. Actual adults are showing up to it.
18 and over.
Oh, man. I was excited to show up. And then it's like, you mean four adults. Never mind.
I was like getting
excited.
That like
conversation
that,
can't come up.
Like that mid-90s, you know, push where they had like the really adult comics, which was
the
most,
whole meeting
mostly
is
going to
be like Eyes Wide Shut. Just masks and robes.
Yeah.
So that's happening February 10th at a coffee shop, Tiabi, on Maryland Parkway in Flamingo.
Nice.
At 5 o'clock for beginners.
Right down the road from here. Mm-hmm. Everybody get that? Because that's awesome.
Cool. And we're only going to say it once.
Now, is this, what is this tied for? What is this
tied into? So Plot Twist, besides doing the comic anthologies, we wanted to build comic literacy around town. So that's why we're also doing workshops. So we started out with kids workshops, but now there was a need for some people who wanted to do comic workshops, but aren't on the level of Killian and James. So now it's kind of like a kindergartner adult class, like, so for people who
kids are bad at drawing. Have you seen their refrigerator art? It's terrible. It's very derivative
Of other kids.
Kids that weren't me.
Stick figures and crayons, man. Come on, kids, learn a new medium.
This is me, this is my mommy, and this is my daddy. Oh, be original.
Yeah, that's how you play the cookies. That is circles and circle. It is a circle with circles in it.
I made a rainbow. It's all two colors, you idiot.
Now you're going to see that one video on Facebook of like a seven-year-old creating amazing art. And you're like, well, just cut my wrist now.
So what do you guys got coming up? You said anthologies. That implies that there's
so
something coming
up. We'll have Killian talk about this.
Right now,
James and Killian, they were just artists, like our stand-in artists for the first issue, but now they've moved up. So now James is our continuity editor, so he makes sure like all your that the story makes sense. And then Killian is our art director. So if you're interested in submitting art to be part of the anthology, he's the guy to kiss butt to. But
guys,
here he is.
You guys, George Jefferson? Is that what happened?
You moved on up?
Yes. All right, two notches up.
Killian, let us know what's going on with that smooth, smooth voice.
Here you go.
And remember, keep it sexy.
Ladies, remember, you're going to have to change your underwear.
He's single, by the way.
Here we go.
Yes, that's true. I am single, and there's reasons for that.
just tell us about the anthology.
But we have two anthologies coming up, and you can submit a story to them, of course. Submit artwork as well.
Yep.
One is a horror anthology.
Yes.
And the other one is more for kids, and it has a very I keep seeing the poster and I keep just thinking, like, if somebody really wanted to just give Neverending Story to people.
What?
It's like this little kid and he gets a book and the book is like magic and
that's okay. All right.
Both have a very book motif.
Okay.
Like the stories that we're adding to it have a very I lost my train of thought. Here, you take over.
It's very similar in story feel to the first one where there's two books. One is the horror book and one is the children's book. And you build a story based off of these magical tomes.
Okay.
And one, it can be any type of horror film story you want to tell, which can be as crazy as you want it to be. And the other one is supposed to be more kid friendly, appropriate for that. So that way artists or writers who don't feel doing children's stories can do something more, you know, graphic and intense. And then people that don't like that can also come and have some safer area for them to do their work in the children's edition.
Gotcha.
So those will both be going on at the same time.
Cool.
And if anybody wants to submit, we're taking submissions until March 10th.
No, March 10th, you heard it here, 2017.
Yeah, no. And that's just the story idea. You could just pitch the idea of what you have, and then we'll build up with that through till, when is it?
So if you submit it by March 10th, we let you know mid-month of March whether you made it in or not.
Okay. So within about a week, you should.
Where can people go to submit, or do they have to ask?
info@plottwistpublishing.com.
There you go. Also, you have a Facebook page, Plot Twist Publishing. I cannot speak today.
Plot Twist.
Yes, Plot Twist Enunciate. Plot Twist Publishing.
we did want a name that theater kids could use to warm up before a show.
That was
the ultimate goal, you know.
Plot Twist Publishing, Plop Disruption.
Yeah.
Plop.
You immediately said
yeah,
plop.
I already messed it up.
Red leather, yellow
we did
leather.
A
Plot Twist Publishing.
We did a podcast for my podcast, and we were calling it the Plop Twits. And
Plop Twits? I said Pot Twist, or Pot Twist.
Yeah. I think we need to call it going with Pod Twists.
You know what's funny is if you named it the Plop Twist Podcast, people will go, "Hey, have you heard that? Have you heard about that podcast, the Plot Twist I can't get it right. The Plop Twiz.
Twizzlers.
Like those, they'll start plot pronouncing twigs. It correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks for that name, by the way, Gene.
Yeah.
If we should be called Pot Twist, maybe we'll get more money that way.
Yeah, man.
It's the day and age for that.
Publishing, man.
Tied in with Adam's foot crush fetish.
That's right. Oh, man, partnership.
Yeah. You guys are putting out a book for kids.
All right. Well, anything before we take a break? Anything else you want anybody to know about Plot Twist Publishing, upcoming events?
Are we not putting some art in at Gabby as well?
Yes. Thank you, James.
You
so
go.
We,
you're welcome.
Not only are we having a workshop at Tiabi, but now Plot Twist has been sought out to curate a comic wall.
Ooh,
so comic we're wall. Starting it off with the people in the group, but then we are opening it up to the public to submit to us so we can curate it and change it monthly at Tiabi.
What is this wall? Where is this wall?
So this wall is, again, on Flamingo and Maryland Parkway, and they reserved an art space for us. So if you're interested in being part of that wall, you would have to put 4 pages of a current story that you're working on, and then we change it monthly to update it.
She let them know what.
So you're posting it on a wall. Well. You're not actually drawing the comic on the wall.
No.
That would be
it's
awesome.
It's like a little art exhibit.
Gotcha. Yeah, but do you want to explain what Tiabi is?
Oh, Tiabi. Let's talk about. So actually, Tiabi is a great place. Coffee shop. So Tiabi is not a weird word for no reason. It's to inspire and be inspired. Their whole like leisurely coffee vegan waffle shop. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing food, by the way.
Yeah, and healthy.
As a non-vegetarian, it's amazing.
Okay. And vegan?
And vegan. But there's
doesn't
meat
mean
stuff.
Doesn't mean it's healthy.
I ate bacon there the other day, let me just say.
Okay.
Their dessert waffle was pretty excellent.
Yeah. Well, nice. Very cool. All right. So we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're gonna dish about the local comic scene.
Ooh.
Yes.
Trash talking rumors, possibly some hearsay.
That's right.
Sexy.
Also, Killian is single, if anyone is. he's a very nice man.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick before we
I
go,
love him.
Just can you just say.
He just keeps telling
just
me
just say, nice and, don't worry, honey, I'll do the dishes.
Don't just, worry, honey. I'll
no,
do the
see,
dishes.
Now you're putting on an ad. Just say it normal.
Shh, everybody
worry,
shut
honey.
Up.
Too much pressure.
Everybody shut
he's
up and
trying
learn.
To enhance this, the, you know,
yeah, just say
ambiance.
It.
Okay,
just take a
say it like Killian says.
Don't worry. I'll do the dishes.
Nice.
His number is.
All right, we'll see you when we come back. All right.
Now you're in the cave of the Blight Dragon. He sees you and begins to rear his head to attack. What do you do?
I draw my mythical blade of Taranda.
Roll for your attack.
Natural 20, a critical hit.
Keep it down, guys. I'm trying to listen to the Geek Lounge.
The Geek Lounge? What's that?
It's a really awesome show that talks about comics, movies, video games, and all things geek-related.
Do they make fun of blatant stereotypes like us?
Nah, they're pretty cool. They even taught me how to get girls.
Did they really?
No, but I bet they get a lot of girls.
That's right, Cecil. We do. Ah, who's that?
It's Adam from the Geek Lounge!
Yep, that's me. Tune in every week for new episodes as Luis and I discuss geekdom, pop culture, and everything in between.
If I listen, will you get out of my house?
Is there any Mountain Dew in that fridge?
I only have 2 left.
Tune in every week.
My Mountain Dew!
All right, now, Killian, now say, don't worry, honey. You don't have to reciprocate. Oh, are we back? Okay, I was just trying to get him to say stuff. I'm sorry.
That's messed up. Welcome back.
Hey!
Hey, everybody out there in TV.
That's more of my life.
We're going to edit this out, yeah? All
right. Yeah.
It's okay, honey. Oh, it's okay, honey. It's just for you.
All right.
This is a wonderful tea party we're having.
Nice. All right. So we're here with Plot Twist Publishing. Mm. And let's talk local comic and art scene. As you know, some of us or most of us have been part of it for...
Just say everybody but me.
And Gene.
Just say everybody.
Yeah, I know you'd be too.
But, but I'm not in it at all. So, you know.
Since like 2012 or not. I don't know what was really going on before that. I know there was First Friday, which didn't start too long before that.
Well, yeah, I've been here like my whole life, and I knew nothing of an art scene, and you guys had already had one for like a year or so.
What? Was it that long before?
Well, I first met you guys at the Las Vegas Comic Expo.
Wow.
You were right next to me.
When you're a wee little
boy. And
then
it's like, yeah, we have another guy coming up, and that's free, and he's, you know, slept in or whatever.
Because I know once we
and then I looked, and there were like seven people sitting at that one table. Yeah.
I know once we started sort of, I guess, organizing, for lack of a better term. I mean, Killian was there, and some other dudes, like, right away. So I thought you were always, I always thought you were part of that.
Well, I've just been a part of it so long since then.
His spirit was floating.
Yeah, I guess. So what do you guys think? I mean, how's it going?
I think it's going pretty well. I mean, we're more active than we have been.
Good. That's a good thing. Yeah. It's good to see that people still want to get together and collaborate. That's always an awesome thing.
So. This isn't the first time the group has done like a project like the anthology,
I think so. I mean, people would always talk about it.
Sure.
But people would also have their own projects to work on.
True.
So people wouldn't want to take time away to go do that.
There was
some people were there, but just weren't motivated to do a book.
Yeah. There was a project. There was sort of a community project years ago. I want to say like 2013.
Yeah.
But that sort of crushed under its own weight, for lack of a better term. That's probably the easiest way to say that.
What happened? I want to know.
You're talking about All That We Are.
Yeah. The rated G version. Yeah,
yeah. No. Now, okay. I will say, if we're going to talk about that a little bit, that
I don't know what that is.
Believe that the story itself is really good.
That is because you wrote it. It was good.
Oh, somebody's biased.
I was kidding. It was awesome, actually. I was very happy to work on it.
You're doing good on the Trump thing. Keep going. I will say, if I may say, the story is exquisite.
And I wasn't trying to be a whole.
And I liked what was done so far. I just think that it was a bit too ambitious for the group at the time. It's probably the best way to put that.
Can you make a Beatles-like mistake and be like, it's the best story written since the Bible?
No. Way.
No?
No, that's a Silmarillion.
Oh, okay.
In your face.
Yeah. Shut down.
Well, now it's something you could, you know, submit to the Plot Twist, because we're looking to publish other people's.
That's a big book, and honestly, I didn't want to talk about that, but just to make a...
But now that we're here, strap in and get ready.
Yeah, very quickly, to make a long story short, I would have to contact a bunch of people, because I would want their blessing if that were to ever exist again, because that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be right. That's just not a cool thing. Because it wasn't just me that was involved. There was a lot of people involved. So, anyway, so what's going on now? Like I said, it's nice to see you guys are doing things and meeting again. And that's awesome. And, well, it's just really awesome.
Yeah.
So
go ahead, James.
Yeah, what do you guys?
Oh,
how's the scene for you guys? I mean,
it's good. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Join us next week.
So we actually, you know, besides all drawing together, we can safely say we've all become better friends, like real friendships were happening. And
yeah.
Aw, friendship. Yeah.
Real friendships. We eat Chinese food together. We hold hands.
Skip. A lot of skipping.
I'm kind of part of it again.
Yeah,
you're back.
He ate Chinese food with us. Yeah. We saw him.
He's the best at skipping, though. So, you guys.
Not as good as you. You used to come.
I do.
The overnights, you used to come.
Oh, that's right.
I missed the overnights.
Yeah. Those were fun. I think I went to like two of those.
Those were fun.
Cool, yeah.
I think that might have been all there were.
No,
I'm kidding.
So I went to all the overnights?
There wasn't more than a handful of them, like four or five tops. But
yeah.
Those were cool, yeah.
But yeah, like 8 to midnight, we would be there.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Behind closed doors.
Well, what
drinking
are you
beer.
Doing?
Drinking. Well, we'd have Cubstead narrate, so.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool.
It was exactly what we do at Comic Jam, just at night.
Yeah, pretty much. And there was beer involved, yeah.
I remember the night we had Killian read pages from
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Wasn't it based off him? I think it was based off him.
It wasn't. However, plus Madonna's sex book was.
Oh.
Coincidentally enough, Twilight was based off of Cubstead. So, in a way, it was based off of you.
Mm.
Fan fiction. Nerd out.
Wow. Weren't you like a teenager?
I am a sparkly vampire.
Nice.
And by that, I mean not really at so, all, but sexy. Somewhere.
I mean, we sort of started out way back in the day with the MMLA, which was, of course, Maximum Comics sort of artist group, which still is around, although it is sort of regressed.
There's
I guess.
Only four people in it, and I'm yeah. one
Jane
of them.
Kind of shows up
no,
today.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
No, yeah.
I like Jay. Jay's a good guy.
It's pretty small, just saying.
And then that sort of evolved from there, and of course, a lot of people met. They used to meet. We all used to meet at the old Comic Oasis, rest in peace. And,
every Friday, yeah.
And then it sort of broke apart, met at Cheese Boy, sort of evolved into Cosmic.
We used to do every other week was Cheese Boy, Cosmic, Cheese Boy, Cosmic.
I like this history lesson.
Cosmic. Yeah. And
roots, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that kind of took a hiatus,
yeah.
if that's a good word for it. And then we've come back, and then
that's
back,
good, yeah.
and then
that's
back.
Good.
So now it's just Cosmics every other Sunday.
Yeah, and that's fine.
So James was our like reluctant awesome. Leader, you know, the project was left on his lap. And
I was asked to help out.
I heard about that.
I was asked to help out. I was like, hey, can you help me with this? Sure. And then just kind of keep it up if you can, and I'll let you know. And I was like, okay.
If you could just do
and
the
that's
whole
been like
thing.
A year later.
Yeah. It's And he's done such a good job with it. So
awesome.
Kudos to James on that.
Keep going.
Good job.
Tell me how good I am.
Good job, James. You're great at organizing the artist comic
James. James, 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 James.
That's cool. And now, as far as individual projects, how do you think it's sort of affected or helped evolve personal projects away from the group? You know what I mean? Like, do you think it's been a positive thing as far as people sort of cross-pollinating, giving each other feedback?
So let me add to this. If you know of a Greg Boucher, he is a writer who is always hiring artists. So it's happening now between the collaborations, but there is money, so you don't always have to work for free.
True.
So that's a good thing. So
it's a double entendre.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, cross-pollinating is actually a great way to put it, in my opinion.
Yep.
More writers and diverse groups of artists have been meeting up with one another because of the ACC being reborn, kind of, or at least getting an upswing
evolving
as far as energy goes. Because, there was 2015 and 2016 weren't strong years for us. I can admit that, you know. But we came back on the upswing, and a lot of that has to do with the anthology and getting writers and artists that typically didn't work together before.
Good,
involved with one another,
But it's also the anthology has given people a chance who have never done comic books to submit artwork. There's about four or five people in the that have never done a comic book that now are doing sequential work for the first time or writing a story for the first time.
Nice.
Like there's a writer who's part of the editing team, Mark Otto, who like he found it in his timeline, a picture of him going like, I want to write a comic book before I die. It's on his bucket list.
Yeah.
And then now he's done it. And he's just I never thought it would ever happen. And now he's here with us helping create these, these books.
So we've helped provide him with a little purpose he didn't know he needed.
Yeah, I think that's always a good thing. We're definitely building momentum in the local comic scene over the last year as Plot Twist has gotten together more and gotten more artists and writers together.
Cool, very nice. Yeah, that's always a good thing. Always a good thing.
No.
So I want to add, yesterday me and Killian, we headed a kids comic workshop, our last one at Vegas Comics.
Nice.
And Killian was surprised to see that all our students were little girls. It was kind of fun watching Killian try to communicate to the little girls.
Aww.
It was really sweet.
He is as far from a little girl as you can get.
He tried to draw a robot tiger and they were confused. But they were nice to him. And it was cute.
That is the greatest sentence I've ever heard.
It was really nice because, 5 to 10 years from now, these girls may be like starting up something close to Image. And, they had someone like Killian there to give him a footing.
There you go.
This
good.
Awkward, velvety voiced giant.
Yeah. So if any of those single moms brought their kids,
right.
Killian is single, by the way. Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned that
four times.
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned that, but
What does your group provide for somebody who doesn't know how to do art or wants to get into art or into writing or something like that?
Just whatever they need. I mean, we hold little workshops there. I mean, at least it's an option open at the comic jams, where if people have questions about like, there's a little girl named April. She's like 7 years old. She has all these amazing drawings she's done, kind of in one style, but she's like, I don't know how to draw feet. So we sat there for like 3 hours. Just I was teaching her how to draw feet, and she caught on quick. I mean, it's pretty astounding how good some of these artists are. Also, so this other kid, he's like 9, 10 years old, Lorenzo.
Yeah,
who officially?
Oh, yeah.
He schooled Adam on Godzilla.
Let's not what? Get.
He's like young Adam.
Like Adam went on the internet. He's like, no wait. Oh my god! Like he was crushed. That was awesome.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
You're like, he's better at remembering
you're like, holy
dates,
swear
okay.
word. He was right.
When you got home that day, how long were you in bed for crying?
An hour after he got out of the shower crying.
Wow.
So stupid. But no, but, stupid.
But even this kid, he's really amazing.
Yeah.
Artist as well.
Yeah, like, Lorenzo's
better than I was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to see the younger crowd mm-hmm. coming in and wanting to learn, and the shop has been great about promoting that.
Like, yes,
when people come in with absolutely. Kids, they'll say, hey, come in, you know, bring a young artist or anybody who's been interested in art.
Now Cosmic Comics, of course, is on Flamingo and Sandhill, right next to 24 Hour Fitness. Now you said you guys are also at Vegas Comics. Where's that at?
Vegas Comics is on 215 and Eastern across another gym, LVAC.
Oh, so way up
so
the road.
So read a comic and work out, maybe? Is that what they're trying to tell us?
Gotcha. The message they're trying to send?
Sure, but some hey, cross-pollination nerds, come work out. There.
And then like, he also mentioned Alternate Reality Comics, which is, of course, right across from UNLV on the corner of Flamingo and Maryland Parkway.
Yes.
It's, well, down from UNLV. It used to be
across. That's right. Yeah. You're right. It is down from UNLV.
Yeah, it's across from the... The Rest in Peace Toys R Us.
Yes. Aww. Oh, is it gone?
One of the oldest,
is it finally
it's closing.
Gone?
It's closing. Yeah. Aww. I don't know if it's officially closed, but it's one of the oldest ones in town, too.
Ralph, who owns Alternate, is awesome. And he is a great, 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 great supporter of local artists.
Absolutely.
By far the strongest. You know, Cosmic is also very good to us. Vegas, you said, is
absolutely.
Very supportive.
Cheese Boy as well.
Yeah. Cheese Boy is always very
and
good.
And that's at Rainbow and. Way the way out.
He's way
south.
Out there, yeah.
Enterprise.
Yeah.
Enterprise.
Well, it's Enterprise, Nevada, I guess.
Yeah, south.
Yeah, it's Rainbow and something. It's right
Rainbow
by the,
and
right by the Smith's Food King, or is it Albertsons?
Yeah, it's out by that
it's
Smith's.
Way out there.
Basically,
yeah.
You leave town, you see a Smith's out in the middle of nowhere, and you go around the corner.
As long as you're on Rainbow, yeah, you're right by it. Yeah, you're
just,
right by
just
it.
Head as far south as you can.
Yeah, if you see Colby's smiling face, you know you're there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's awesome that they're still supporting and continue to support. So always awesome. And you guys say you have something up. Well, by the time this hits the air, it'll be gone. But like you said, Ralph supports you guys. He puts up things. He has a little corner of his shop dedicated
just
to promoting
artist
artists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, artist spotlight. So that's always awesome. Anything else, guys? Or
We want to talk about your personal projects beyond Plot Twist?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's absolutely. Do that. So, Jane, or you want me to start?
Selfish.
Yes, you go ahead.
Okay, so I have two projects. Most of the work that I do is targeted to young adolescent women, but it's great that all ages read it. So I'm doing this one about a Latina gamer. I'm the artist for that. And the second one is about body weight issues for women called Stretch Marks. So, cool. Yeah.
All comics, right?
All comics.
Cool. Also, check out her... autobiographical book Pushover. It's fantastic.
All right, Gene, where can I find these?
So that's also at all the same local comic book stores. That
awesome.
There's a kind of partnership there, but also one that isn't a comic book store called Writer's Block carries our books too.
Nice. Cool. Where is Writer's Block?
It's across the street from 11th Street Records. It's on 11th
downtown.
Street. Downtown.
That didn't help.
Okay. Now, come on, people. Google Maps.
Is that a bookstore? Is that a
It's a local bookstore, okay. And they're pretty cool. They have a classroom at the back, which they dedicated the first 4 Saturdays of March to have comic workshops at for us.
Okay, cool. Very nice. See? More going on there. Now, where can people find you online, or Gene?
Online. I recommend you add me on Facebook, Gene Munson. It's cool. We can totally be friends. But
yay.
Also on the Comic League of Extraordinary Fans is the comic network site that I was going to say police, but not police.
Moderate?
Moderate, yes.
Comp troll.
Police is better.
Big brother.
My real agenda just came out. Sorry.
Big sister, yeah.
We knew.
All right. And what do you got going on, James?
A lot of more of the same. Developing Volume 2 for Conquest. K Pavement nice. Number 3 is coming out.
Of course, James is a recurring guest.
Thank
always
you.
Good to have
him. 3-peat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Three? On this? Oh, yeah.
On this
one.
Yeah. There was a fourth, but... We talked about racist Batman.
That's right.
From the old serials.
Yeah,
K-Paper number 3, which is still written by my brother and I, and this one's going to be inked in by Victor Moya and myself.
Nice.
So that's going to look amazing. And also working on a book with Greg Boucher.
Nice.
It's just being finished up, called San Elizario. I hope that's all right to say. Should be. And that's like a Western tale. I'm also working on a couple issues of a book of his called True North.
Cool.
So I'll be doing the artwork for that. And gosh,
just to let everybody know.
Several other projects.
James is so industrious. He's a model of work.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
You also still do your podcast, right?
Yes, Set in Stone podcast.
That's right.
We, a couple weeks ago or a month ago, the whole Plot Twist team got together and did a kind of jankety interview with everyone.
You want to know the style, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a more intimate, more casual sort of a discussion, right?
Yeah, we're all touching each other. That's what that means.
Whoa.
Not that intimate. Well, maybe that intimate. But that's the style of there. Set in Stone.
How come
right?
we don't get invited to that podcast?
Yeah, it's more of a one-on-one. I mean, we try to make it light. Yeah. In fact, also for the record, Gene's husband is the crack up. He's the quietest person in the group, but you listen to his one-liner, oh my God, we were dying.
Which reminds me, Gene on the show today is very reserved. I don't understand.
A little firecracker.
You're always a ball of energy.
I know. I'm just crashing from all the sugar that I had. I'm sorry.
But she won't stop drinking.
I know. It's so good.
I get you on the show and you're just even keel.
I'm sorry.
We leveled her out.
This is not the Joan this is not the Gene I signed up for.
You should have seen her. She was bouncing off the wall, so we turned on the mic and then... go ahead. Hey. No, I'm good. It's good.
Right. Anything else, James, you got? Or?
Find me on most social media, James Lee Stone. You'll see all the multiple projects I'm working on.
Absolutely. And you, if you have me on Facebook, you can find him through me. Both of them, actually. All three of them, actually. Killian, what you got going on? Anything right now? Or
Nothing whatsoever. I've been thinking about selling drugs and recreationally, of course.
Wow.
Killian's plasma is available at Walmart.
No, we've got a project together.
We have a project together.
Soon.
And I'll be working on that.
Yeah.
I have a stop playing with my mic.
Get closer.
I am. Okay, there we go. We're close now.
That's what we're looking for.
I have a choose your own adventure book that I'm working on. Nice. That I wrapped up
a comic or a
few
book
days
book?
Ago. It's a comic. Somebody basically took the concept of putting choose your own adventure into a
Grandpa,
comic.
Grandpa Simpson comic last year. Yeah, it was awesome, actually. It was funny as hell.
And then I'm working on a comic called Black Hand with Coy Munson, actually.
Nice.
And Vincent's coloring that one in, correct?
I believe so.
Awesome.
It looks very nice. There's like knights and elves.
Nice.
Killian's the other woman weird, undead to my husband.
All right. Can anybody find you other than Facebook?
Anywhere.
And our studio.
You could probably check me out on DeviantArt if you're really into looking at like weird, archaic, you know, obsolete forms.
There you go, kidding. Ladies.
You can find me on DeviantArt.
Which dating site are you on for the ladies to find Jerry?
J-Date.
On Tinder? J-Date?
Craigslist?
Grindr?
Hey.
Bumble?
Never give away anything that you're not willing to give away for free.
He's a misconnection.
J-Date? You're on J-Date?
You're also on Instagram as Cubstead. That's where you post.
Oh, At Cubstead on Instagram.
I'm glad you know his social Twitter media better than he does.
Same with Twitter.
Hashtag Adam Smasher.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't forget, you still post on LiveJournal, too, so tell him about that.
At CompuServe.
Don't forget your MySpace.
At AOL.
Yeah. All right, Friendster. Guys. Cool. Anything else?
I'll be working on my manifesto at the local Subway over here on...
That's Paul's line.
Oh, is it?
That's a Paul thing.
People get scared when I say manifesto, but you guys don't know what
that's
it's about.
That's because it's a scary word.
Somebody went out and started shooting people in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's not always scary, but it's scary enough the times that it is scary. Like, it's so scary. Yeah.
Well, it's like anarchist. As soon as you say it, people automatically think violence, bombs, shooting.
Yeah.
Manifesto, he's going to shoot somebody.
Like atheists, they think you just hate everyone and everything.
Yeah.
Well, we're the most peaceful people.
If someone in a restaurant, like a Subway or they're like at a Starbucks, is writing a manifesto, if they haven't ordered anything, you know they're crazy. Like, if they're there just to write the manifesto and not to have like, they a keep caramel asking macchiato, much,
but
they're mostly up to no good.
But if they start the manifesto after they've already ordered coffee, then they can't hate life that bad.
Exactly.
So. You don't know what the manifesto is about at that point.
If they keep asking how much the ice water is.
Yeah. Where do you throw away your old scones? Comic book artists.
Yeah.
Just gonna, you throw your old scones.
Just gonna nurse this cup all of right. ice water.
Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate you having you on.
Thanks for having us.
The Plot Twist Dream Team. Thank you guys for being on.
How many microphones?
Thank you.
What did I call you? The Phantasma.
Can I add one more thing? One more thing. Yes. So for all my nerdy guy friends, we have a nerding, well, it's not the official name, but I will say it's a dating mixer. At the Artifice Bar. February 9th. It's a Thursday night at 7. So be there. And be single. I'm looking at you guys.
Woo. Until you're not.
Cool.
Hashtag artifice.
Hashtag misconnections.
Yes, I can't go because my girlfriend wouldn't like it. She lives in Canada. I can't go, you guys. But tell me how it is, okay? Yeah.
She's a model that comes
to all. What time is it?
She's a Canadian
7
model?
O'clock, I think. 7 to 11.
She's the model that does the inserts in the wallets.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody knows what she looks like.
Yeah.
So that when this show comes on, that will be the Thursday right after the show airs, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's good. We got it in on time.
Yay.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Remember that you can find us on Facebook at The Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek_Lounge.
Yep.
And I'll say that again slowly.
Yeah.
I mean, I really won't. I'll say it slowly just for you.
Do it.
Gotcha.
Get it going.
At Geek Lounge.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I'm targeted.
Remember that you can go to TeePublic to find our beautiful t-shirts as well.
That's right.
Show and non-show related.
Yep.
Which some coming up for the next few months.
God, I hope so.
So
I gotta shuffle. I gotta juggle my production.
Yeah, don't tell them that. You're bad at this.
No sex life. No juggling.
Yeah. You need to tell them, they're going to be fantastic shirts.
Fantastic art in my comics. Yeah. Fantastic sex afterwards.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Everything's fantastic.
I'm a jet-setting artist.
I'm the best at all of them, really.
It's true.
I drew them all together.
Well, see, the secret is it's all true, and I know it's true, but I'm trying to present a humble
Gross. He's an egomaniac with
a, I'm a narcissistic egomaniac.
This is America, you human garbage.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, have a good night.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.
Honey, the kids are at your mother's house tonight.